You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You're listening to Rahimi and Harris, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Hand off Pacheco, and he's in. Touchdown, Kansas City. And here is more of the improvisation and athleticism from Mahomes as he takes it down just shy of the 20. Mahomes, fade, Rice, back shoulder, touchdown. Matched up that time against Tyreek Stevenson.
Adam Amin, Jim Miller, Stacey Dales, all on the call on Fox 32 of that Bears 29-27 win over the Kansas City Chiefs on Friday night in the third and final preseason game of the year. We welcome you back into the Rahimi and Harris Show. I am Mark Grody in for Layla Rahimi. I think the most jarring part of the game, after we just dissected what the offense did, and we can return to stuff on the offense, and the phone lines and the text lines are wide open for you at 312-644-6767. The most jarring part about the game was the Bears' defense. And again, here we go. There's a disclaimer for every segment. There was no Grady Jarrett. There was no Jalen Johnson. There it was no Kyler Gordon. Those are three maybe of the most important players on your defense this year. So I did take that into account. I also took into account that it is Patrick Dan Mahomes and an offense that looked to me like it was trying. This wasn't like laid back, you know, Kansas City champions, Super Bowl team. This was all out Patrick Mahomes.
If you're out there, you're trying, Mark. I think the more obvious thing for me was they had their starters out there and they said, all right, guys, we're not going to play football for 2 weeks, so we might as well, you know, remember how to play football. And they looked like a team that was ready to go and make a push for another Super Bowl appearance, if not a championship.
I'm just saying that in a preseason game, I would not have expected necessarily Patrick Mahomes to take off as much as he did and kind of put himself in danger on occasion.
Was he in danger? Well, that's the real question. Was he in danger?
I have evidence to suggest that maybe I need to retract my BS statement because can I say that? I did, and I don't regret it. The play that I want you guys to hear, I told Robbie to write this down. The play was first quarter. It's the Chiefs' first drive. It's third and 10, and here's how it all went down.
Third down and 10 for Kansas City. Second best third down team in the NFL last year. Mahomes dancing around the pocket. And now out of it. still improvising, and he's able to deliver to the 15-yard line. It's ruled a catch by Juju Smith-Schuster for a first down. That's some of the Patrick Mahomes magic that fans here in Kansas City have gotten used to seeing. 19-yard pickup to move the chains.
Slippery as hell, and what it reminded me and probably most Bears fans of is Aaron Rodgers, who did that, has done that to the Bears like 50 times, where you think you got him and you don't. And what was very interesting about that play, if you go back and watch it, and I did this morning, Jervon Dexter, 99, out there, they're chasing him. He's throwing his arms up in the air. I don't know why. I mean, that's a question that I will ask, but I don't know if that was what the hell, or I need some help, or there was a breakdown on the play, or just pure frustration.
Can it not be E, all of the above?
I mean, maybe. But why is Big 99 throwing his arms up? Is he like, what the hell, this guy is magic, or where is my help?
So, just last week, and even before that, I tried to tell people, because Ben Johnson is an offensive-minded head coach, the resume is what it is, I have a lot more faith in the offense doing what it's supposed to do as opposed to the defense, which still needs to prove things to me, such as, hey, we can get to the quarterback. Hey, we can get to the quarterback. Did they get to the quarterback in that game?
Believe, did they have a sack? Zero? And the,
listen,
there weren't even like some late Daniel Hardy sacks in there or something
well,
like
it's,
that?
It's not even about that. It's just about when the starters are on the field.
No, I know. Your point is well taken. That's the number one problem for the defense for the last couple of years.
And so people are telling me, and again, with respect to the current injuries that the Bears are facing, they need to be better. And here's why. This was going to be an issue always because they invested so much in that offense. I believe the offense will be able to run the football and that Caleb Williams will be in a great position as far as if your timing is good, you're going to move the football. With the defense, Patrick Mahomes, and I get it, he's a future Hall of Famer. I get it. It was preseason, so maybe you don't have all the bells and whistles to a defense. It's very vanilla out there, but his vanilla was way more tasty than your vanilla and that. And last I looked at the schedule, you mentioned the other slippery guy you were saying. Who was his name again? You're like, not just Patrick Mahomes. He reminded you of someone else.
Oh, yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
Is he on the schedule this year?
He is. Yeah, your Super Bowl
on the
Steelers.
Schedule this year.
Lamar Jackson is on the
is
schedule.
Is Joe
this
Burrow
year.
On the schedule?
Yeah.
Dak Prescott, he's also on the schedule, correct?
Yeah, early.
Okay,
yes.
And then Jaden Daniels, who I got told over the weekend might be the best pure quarterback talent in the NFL by Sean King. Is he on the schedule this year?
He is on the schedule. I've been told. Guys, I've been told. Yes.
So what I'm saying is I haven't seen anything that makes me believe this version of the Bears defense can stop the great quarterbacks. It's more of an out-of-division problem, per se, because I think they can contain Jordan Love. I don't know what Jared Goff is going to look like without his offensive coordinator of last 3 years, Ben Johnson, calling the plays. I know Kevin O'Connell's the quarterback whisperer, but J.J. McCarthy's still a rookie. In division, I'm like, they can hang around. But out of division, if they don't get it together quick, they could be losing a lot of games based on the defense not able to wrangle some of these top-tier MVP-level candidate quarterbacks.
This is the first time my confidence in the Bears' defense has been dented. In this preseason, I'm talking about. Last year.
Definitely not in your life.
No. I mean, last year was a bad year for the Bears' defense. They were bad. But this year, they've looked good in camp. They've looked good in the preseason games. Up until this, where you go on the road. And no excuse, man. No excuse. But, like, this I was feeling good about the defense up until this point. And on the overall, I'm not expecting to see that, but that was jarring. That was jarring to see that.
I was having this conversation. I was like, well, Josh Allen didn't play. He's like, yeah, but you know, they look good in practice against Josh Allen. I was like, practice ain't the game.
So different.
You talk about the Patrick Mahomes magic, and you can go back to, well, you know, Tua did play. Tua played. Did you see Jalen Waddle out there? Did you see Tyreek Hill out there? I didn't.
Negative.
So I'm just saying the expectations, and that's why this result is not an unfavorable one, not just for the team, knowing how much further you have to go to get to where you want to get, right? But also to a fan base that we had people talking about division titles and such. And I'm not saying the Bears are ineligible to win the division title. They can make improvements and go out there and do that. But the starting point for the Bears, let's just bring that down. What you expect to see out of the gate. Now, they've got a very favorable matchup at home, Monday Night Football, with a rookie quarterback in their first game. But like, that's why I worry about teams like the Dallas Cowboys early in the season. Teams like Pete Carroll with Geno Smith and the Raiders early in the season. I worry about these matchups because they don't look good. This isn't last year's schedule. Last year's schedule was build a schedule. Like, let's play a Division One, you know, Ohio State or Michigan schedule where you, well, some years, you play lesser opponents and build your way up. That's not what this is. This is going to be out the gate division play, two straight games. So it's going to be interesting to see how they navigate this and what Ben Johnson is able to control for.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hemi and Harris on the score. I'm Mark Grody in for Layla. Larry is in Frankfort, Indiana. Hi, Larry. You are on the Rahimi and Harris show. What's going on?
Hey, guys. In response to that guy saying the Bears still suck after 10 games, that is absolutely true. However, if you look at the glass half fill, I also have the right to say that I have a lot of good anticipation for this coaching staff until they prove otherwise.
Yeah. I mean, that's fair. That's fair, Larry. And look, I will say, the Bears have done things, the right way, I feel like, since the end of the season, if you leave out having Matt Eberflus do a Zoom before he was fired. But, the fact that they fired Shane Waldron, that they fired Matt Eberflus for the first time in season, that they hired Ben Johnson, that Kevin Warren probably got involved in all of that, and Ryan Poles has an extension. Things are looking up the way the organization comports itself, but they don't have the benefit of the doubt yet because they've had two 10-game losing streaks in the last 3 years. So while it feels like they're building the foundation in the right way for the first time in a while and doing things differently, they did still lose 10 in a row last year.
No one has more, I guess, benefit of the doubt right now than the head coach, Ben Johnson. He's got the most grace that I'm giving him and everything else. Last year, we heard a lot of players talking.
Which I liked.
Now, stop talking. Put up or shut up. That's where we are.
I would disagree a little bit on that. I would say talk about what you need to talk about. The Bears players needed to talk about what they talked about last year, and that was the whispers of the way the team was being run, and they were proved to be correct. There was incompetency leading that team. So, like,
I agree.
That's a popular opinion. Like, a lot of people are like, shut up and do your job. Don't go on podcasts.
Oh, no.
Don't go on the score. All that kind of stuff. No, I want truths being told. And if those guys didn't speak up last year, then maybe we're looking at another shot for Matt Eberflus this year.
That's crazy talk. That is absolutely crazy talk.
I'm just
saying.
If
he wasn't getting fired in season, he was definitely getting fired at the end of the season.
You're probably right, but think about how agonizing it was and how slow it was to actually get the job done at the end of the year and how painful it was.
What I meant when I said put up or shut up, though, was not for them to stop talking. What I meant for is... it was easy to point the finger last year at leadership as far as coaching. Now, you've got the coaches you all say you want. And so it's more of an issue of if you don't put up, you can't start talking about the same things you were talking about last year. It's going to be talking to the guys in the mirror because it's on you.
That is true. This hour is being brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.